the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is the radio show that helps you can take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's the Dr. Mike Roizen radio show, and we all try to make you feel better, look better, think better every week. Hope it's working. I know it's working. To reach the show today, you can email us at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs.com. You can listen on iHeartRadio. We've been there now for could have been a year. I think it's almost a year now that we've done that, and that's just a wealth of information based on your specific needs. You can download an app or go to the web and load up on iHeartRadio.com. And again, udocs@gmail.com. Our affiliates include WFOY AM 1240 in Jacksonville, Florida, at the tip of Florida, north tip of Florida. And let's pick out WTIS in Tampa. So down the road there, about 300 miles, 250, 300 from Jacksonville to Tampa. Anyway, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? I'm trying to find my cheat sheet for Gary's topics. Do you have it, Mike? What are we going to talk
about
today?
Absolutely. And the order I want to go is why Israel has stopped fluoridating their water, why Canada is banning citronella, and is that rational? Should we be doing it too? City lights, how they're happening to affect animals, and are they affecting us humans? And something weird with the new breed of blueberry pie.
Oh, my favorite blueberry pie. I can't get enough. I can't get enough of that stuff. Does it mean I have to stop eating it?
Well, you'll have to ask Gary.
You're making me wait on all these answers.
I don't think so.
Oh, good. Okay, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. Let's go right through the big medical stories of the week, and this one has to make you smile, CVS and cigarettes.
Right, so CVS announced early on that they were going to do away with cigarette sales. It's about a $2 billion sales piece for them, but they said they were going to do away with it because they really had to stand for health. Obviously, as cigarette use has fallen in America, they're not going to suffer as big a loss as they would have. And the question is, when will Walgreens and Walmart and Rite Aid follow suit? And my own feeling is maybe I should switch all my purchases and direct everybody I can to go to CVS instead of the other places, because CVS actually stands for health now. But they did it a month early. They banned cigarettes and cigarette sales. They still sell nicotine replacement products, that is Nicorette gum and nicotine patches. They still sell the medicines, that's the anti-craving medicine, bupropion. They still sell pedometers that can help you exercise so you don't feel the cravings as much. So they sell all of those things, and the good news is they aren't selling those things that are addictive, though.
I think as a company, their annual revenue loss will be $2 billion. Company that big, I mean, you know, a company that big, that's not, it's a lot, but it's not a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a substantial amount that they are losing, but they apparently don't make much money on it. So hopefully that's the good news. And hopefully that other people like me will follow suit and say we should direct most of our prescription orders, most of our patients to go there for a healthier choice.
I've always found those CVSs a little more expensive than other places where I get my prescriptions, though. But is it worth it? But I don't smoke, so I guess I'm out of the conversation on that. So for someone who smokes, it's probably worth it to you know, go to CVS and buy what you need there rather than the other pharmacies. How about the other pharmacies? Will they follow in line?
I don't know. It'll be very interesting. There is another story out this week that's kind of the piggyback on it. That is the number of households that don't have That is, where people have stopped smoking has increased. What do you think of this? The number of households that are now smoke-free, 43% were in 1990. It's 83% at the last test. That is, don't allow cigarettes at all or smoking at all in the household, 83% 2010 to 2011. More than 90% of homes without a smoker and nearly half of those with one or more adult smoker had smoke-free rules.
Well, we're going the right way, correct?
Now we got to get sugar, meaning added sugar, added syrup, and simple carbohydrate-free rules.
Okay, junk food and moderation, you always hear. Well, it's, everything's okay if it's eaten in moderation. But now they're saying moderation is bad when it comes to junk food. What are they saying?
Right, so this is a very interesting article which looked at junk food and in animals and looked at the brain scans and then replicated it in humans. It turns out junk food lights up a different part of your brain and you become addicted to it, just like you're addicted to cigarettes or addicted to heroin or anything else. That a little of it gets you addicted to it. It changes the way your brain functions. So moderation doesn't work in getting rid of junk food. You've got to get rid of it totally. You can't have, if you will, a junky set of food once a week and be okay because you will get addicted to it.
Okay, next topic is e-cigarettes, another issue here. And they found something in e-cigarettes. What have they found in these things?
Well, this is interesting because they said, well, they're safer because all they put out in their vapor, they don't put any of the organic hydrocarbons from tobacco. And that's absolutely true. They don't. But unfortunately, what they do put out is a toxin that's a cancer-causing agent called cadmium. So they looked at this in a large number of people, and they found out the secondhand smoke of e-cigarettes was actually more toxic than regulars because of the heavy metals. Now, these heavy metals are put out because of the way the e-cigarette, whatever you call it, lighter, whatever, smoker, whatever it's called, is designed. So you could manufacture them much safer than they are now. But currently, you want to stay away from them because they do put out the cadmium, and you want to especially stay away from secondhand smoke, which has both cadmium and nickel in toxic quantities.
Reach Dr. Mike today at the email address of udocs@gmail.com. That's Youdocs at gmail.com. Do you have to train your brain to enjoy healthy foods, or is it automatic?
No, well, this was interesting. This is how do you get away from junky food? And it was this interesting study at Tufts, where they were able to train people to look at healthy foods as giving them a reward, and you can get addicted to having, for example, broccoli or to having healthy food. So they haven't told us much about what they did to do this, but the study comes out and it says, yeah, we can get people addicted to healthy food just like they're addicted to junk food. And maybe that's a very good substitution. So they got people who were on junk food, off of junk food, and addicted to healthy food instead. That is lighting up the pleasure center. So apparently this is a learned addiction.
Okay.
Did I lose you, Joe?
No, I'm here. I was trying to find the topic I want to talk about briefly before the break. Our ice maker went out in our refrigerator, and I'm needing to get the bags of ice. Ice coming out of a bag is pretty nasty. Why?
Well, this was a study in fast food restaurants, Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's, done both in Florida and in China, that had up to 9 times, actually it was more than that, of the bacteria in toilet water. So you get the ice from fast food restaurants, not clean. Those ice makers are not cleaned often enough, and apparently they aren't. In fact, Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's both apologized in those regions, but no one's done the study throughout the rest of the country. My guess is it's the same problem, Joe.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps, so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we thank YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins for the support of the show weekly. YouDocs@gmail.com, YouDocs, gmail.com. Reach us on iHeartRadio and even iHeartRadio and UGmail.com, UDocsGmail.com. Okay, every week at this time, it is What's Toxic and What's Not from Gary Ginsberg. His website is whatstoxic.com. I have to say, this show today is the most meticulously put show together of all time of the show since I've been working with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike has every single story we talked about in order, in the order he wants to talk about them. In fact, Gary Ginsberg, our segment today, he's got every topic Gary wants to speak about to be in the order he picked out. It's like a quarterback's playbook. And I love the organization. I myself am a very meticulous person in my own right. So this is very organized today. Makes the show very easy to do. Okay, whatstoxic.com. Dr. Gary Ginsberg is here, and Dr. Mike has put these stories in order. Gary, are you ready?
I guess so. Let's score a touchdown.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get working. First and 10. Israel has stopped fluoridating their drinking water. Give us the details.
All right. So up until now, Israel was like the United States with about 70% of the public drinking fluoridated water. Of course, if you're on a private well, nobody's fluoridating your water, but public systems are by and large fluoridated in the U.S., and also, up until now in Israel, and Israel just said no to water fluoridation on the concerns from various types of effects of fluoride on the thyroid and also the neurological development of young children. As toxicologists and as a community of public health people, have looked at this issue. And not surprised that various countries, like most of Europe, doesn't fluoridate. The idea is that there is so much fluoride available through proper dental health, what you get at the dentist's office, that fluoridated toothpaste, that the need for fluoridation in water, at least some people believe the need for fluoridation in public water has decreased with how great dental health is for young kids. So even people who don't have fluoridated water, their kids don't tend to get a lot of cavities. However, and the reason why still much of the United States fluoridates, and Israel may not have thought about this very hard, is that it levels the playing field so that for those kids who don't get to the dentist a lot, for maybe they don't have good medical health care coverage or just parents are behind the eight ball, you know, at least if you've got fluoride in the water as they're developing those burgeoning teeth, they have just as much chance as everyone else of having carry-free teeth. So what about the toxic effects of fluoride? Well, that's really been shown quite clearly at about 3 or 4 milligrams per liter and above, like some high-dose studies in China. But at the levels that public supplies are fluoridated are down at around 1 milligram per liter, we really don't think we are seeing a lot. You know, it's sometimes hard to study because there's fluoride in dental products, so how much fluoride is coming from tap water versus from other sources. But the best studies that I've seen don't suggest that there's much of a signal of fluoride health effect. So the argument against fluoride isn't that compelling, and there is a population of kids out there that still needs it. So overall, interesting move by Israel, but not necessarily something that a lot of U.S. cities are going to jump on.
Our bottled water, Gary, doesn't have fluoride, right?
That's right. Well, you know, bottled water could, if it's just run from municipal tap water and run through a carbon filter. Carbon does not get rid of fluoride. So it depends upon, you know, but spring water would not. Distilled water would not. That's true.
Okay. Story number 2, according to Dr. Mike Wood, he wants to have you talk about today, is a little closer to home, but still a foreign country, Canada. And Canada has banned citronella from bug spray. What's happening?
Well, you know, here's 2 out of 2 that I don't really agree with these other countries. And in this case, Health Canada, you know, their agency that looks at what's in products, is cracked down on, of all things, citronella and bug spray. Citronella is approved in the United States. EPA does have a dossier or file on it that looks like citronella just doesn't do a lot of bad stuff. You know, in high-dose studies, it's just not very active. And when it stays on the skin, bugs don't like the smell and tend to move to the next person. So Health Canada's decision was based on data gaps. In other words, that it doesn't have quite the level of testing that you'd want for something that is people use and stays on their body all day. You know, my heart's with them on that. But on the other hand, it's a natural essential oil, which we accept a lot of in perfumes and cosmetics. And this has been used as bug repellent since 1948. So and EPA's judgment, they don't think there's a problem with it. So the data gaps, I think, are pretty minor. And again, I don't agree with Health Canada. But if you are Canadian, stock up on the citronella bug spray because you're not going to be able to buy it next year.
Gary, city lights, I know they affect birds. How do they affect people?
Well, this article focused on the ecological effects of those birds that are near bridges and near shopping malls and cities. The urban bird population is singing at night. They are not resting. It affects their energy levels, we think. Actually, I'm not a bird toxicologist, so I'm just reading this secondhand. But the interesting thing is that as the avian and the wildlife community is affected by light at night, or what we call light pollution, people are too. And, you know, I think that evolving in as agrarian cave people are used to nighttime darkness, you know, the fire would go out in the cave and then we'd sleep for 8 hours and we would rest when it's dark. Well, now people's schedules are messed up, working third shift. We've got artificial lights and computers that people stay up for 12 hours a night. And the data show that there is, you know, less good rest is not as complete when if you're resting during the day instead of at night. And there are some data that suggests that breast cancer rates are higher in those who work third shift, like your overnight nurse.
Like me, Gary. Yeah, my hours can't be good at all for my health.
No, you're supposed to sleep when it's dark out.
Yeah.
And melatonin, the hormone pigment in our skin, it appears to affect the levels of melatonin in humans. It affects other hormonal levels in birds.
You know what makes me happy, though, even though I can't sleep normal hours at the normal time of day? I love my blueberry pie. I want my blueberry pie, Gary.
Oh, Joe, are you the hyper allergic type? Because if you're not, you don't have to worry too much about this story. But this was a 10-year-old girl who had a piece of blueberry pie and went into hypersensitive shock. She became very allergic, breathing difficult, and was taken to the emergency room, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her in the pie. She is an allergic individual to start with, but they traced it to streptomycin. And I didn't know this. I know that antibiotics are used in the poultry and in the cattle industry to beef up animals and make sure that they don't get diseases and these CAFOs and these high capacity crowded environments where we're raising animals. But on blueberries and especially on pears and apples, there are levels of streptomycin and tetracycline that are used to kill bacteria, fungi, the levels are very trace, but still it could trigger an allergic reaction in someone who is hypersensitive. So fortunately, the organic people, their label now will soon say that you shouldn't be using antibiotics or other pesticides if you're organic.
All right, we'll leave it there, Gary. Thank you. What's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg? Top medical stories of the week continue. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Okay, we'll continue on with some of the top medical news stories of the week. And Dr. Mike, how about this? A couple of weeks ago, Burger King decided to drop their high-fat French fries. Because customers wanted the deep-fried chicken fries. That's discouraging, isn't it?
Wait. You said they dropped their French fries?
Well, they dropped it. They have a product. I can't remember the name of the French fries, but they were called some Satisfries. Satisfries. And they've had a lower content of saturated fat. They could not sell them. So a company, they did a little survey, and customers of Burger King wanted the, what they call the deep-fried chicken fries. So they removed the Satisfries from the menu. I'm saying that's too bad, isn't it? Of course, I guess
well,
they didn't taste good.
Well, what it is it reflects that other story that's out around this week.
Yeah.
That is the story about obesity rates increasing and costs of medical care in the United States increasing. So obesity rates have stabilized in all but one in all but six states, but the problem is they're stabilizing at a very high rate, and they're continuing to go up just a little bit. And so we aren't making as much progress about this. That's shown that we're going to increase our costs of medical care. That is, the amount of money we spend is predicted to go from 17.3 to 19.6% over the next 9 years. And if that happens, then obviously we have to crowd out other things in our standard of living, and it will make us less competitive for jobs. So we've got to get serious about this. That's what, in fact, the maybe by having these high deductible plans where you have to pay for the first amount of medical care,
yep,
maybe we'll get serious about it that way. But so far, nothing is changing people's, a lot of people's willingness. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with the data is it is the wealthy, that is those who are in the upper 30% of income levels, are getting healthier. The people who are in the bottom 30% are getting less healthy. So we've got to do something about this because it's worsening everything in income inequality that we know about.
I guess the issue for customers at Burger King was they didn't taste good, and it comes down to a matter of taste. So just as simple as that, you know, they didn't like eating them, they weren't buying them, so Burger King made a halftime move there to take them out and go with these.
You can get stuff that tastes great, and that's what we've got to do.
Well, how do you do that? I mean, if you were taking a French fry, and you probably wouldn't recommend French fries.
You know, we have a group here that does exactly that. You can cook French fry. Forget it, French fries. If you take asparagus and you roast it with just a little olive oil and a little rosemary or something, and roast it correctly, when you do a blind taste test, people can't tell the difference. When we have done taste tests on our baked chicken versus our fried chicken, yeah, we needed to do 85 different products. But in fact, when we put them on and no one complained, there wasn't one complaint, sales didn't go up or down. Mm-hmm. They stayed about the same trajectory. You can get products that taste just as good, but are much healthier, and that's the key.
Youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. What's the connection, hopefully a good one, between physical activity and heart failure risk?
That's right. If you do 30 minutes of vigorous this was a group that took people between 20 and 90 in 1990, looked at their physical activity ratios. And those people who did 30 minutes of vigorous physical activity or just 60 minutes of any, obviously, if you walk 6,000 steps a day, you're getting 60 minutes of walking. That's all you need. I get 10,000 steps a day, so I'm in that group, if you will. But in all you need is walking. If you did that in 1990, by 2012, you had a 45% reduction in the risk of getting heart failure than if you weren't doing, if you will, half an hour a day of vigorous or an hour or 60 minutes of any kind of physical activity. Anything counts. Gardening, walking the dog, etc. Just if you get 6,000 steps a day, you go in a much lower risk category for heart failure 20 years later.
So why do these people want to do this physically demanding exercise programs? There's PS90, there's CrossFit. My daughter's a fanatical CrossFit.
From a health standpoint,
right,
you know, if
right.
you're saying health, that isn't for health. That's for conditioning, for how they feel about their body, how they look, things like that. It is nothing to do with health. So from a standpoint of health, you get maximum benefit for health from a lot less activity than those people are doing.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Let's move over to energy drinks and problems maybe occurring with energy drinks in France. What's happening?
Well, this is really interesting because France had a different time of getting energy drinks than we did. So this was a story out of France. They approved energy drinks, I think it was in 2008. The increase in sales is 30% a year, and one company sells 40% of all the energy drinks. Well, they looked at how many people, because obviously they have a national health service. There were 257 cases reported to the emergency room in the last 2 years, of which I think 95 had adverse cardiovascular effects, including I think three who died. There were 74 psychiatric problems, 57 neurologic. The cardiac arrests or deaths, actually, sorry, I misstated that, were 8 cases in the last 2 years, 46 people had heart rhythm disorders, and they say it's all caused by these people doing vigorous physical activity while also taking these drinks and maybe having other drugs on board or natural conditions that cause abnormal QT interval. So QT interval, what you can do is get screened by your general practitioner, ask him, do you have a long QT interval? If you do, you shouldn't be taking these energy drinks.
They say the benefit out of an energy drink is electrolytes. You need electrolytes. Is that the best source for electrolytes, or is there something else that you can get electrolytes
we
from?
We call that bad drink? Science, BS. That's pure BS. It is bad science. You don't get a lot of electrolytes from energy drinks. You don't need those unless you're doing more than 2 hours in a row. And if you want to get those, Gatorade is a great source. The Gatorade with electrolytes that doesn't have the caffeine with it. The problem with caffeine with exercise is it stops your arteries from dilating normally. So, in fact, I actually thought that LeBron's problem in the first of the his championship runs with Miami when they got tired in the third and fourth quarters was that he was having too much caffeine because it stops you from dilating. So you don't want too much caffeine if you're going to exercise. You get enough natural epinephrine surge.
Energy drink diet is better, not does it make any difference than the regular energy drink?
We'll do it when we come back.
Okay, we'll do it when we come back because we're on a break in about half a minute here. In case you missed it, too, a big story on how low-carb versus low-fat, it's the You diet that works best. That's coming up after the break. We'll wrap the show up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalife Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalife Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalife Oasis product and all the great Prevalife products at Prevalife.com. Prevalef.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalife.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meetings, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Okay, wrapping the show up for this week. Before the break, we talked about energy drinks and the myth of electrolytes and energy drinks and the connection between those two. It is basically, Dr. Mike says, is BS. It's bad science. And before the break, I asked if it'd be preferable to, if you're going to drink an energy drink, whether it be the regular kind or the diet kind. What do you think, Mike?
The regular kind is if you're exercising more than 2 hours, that's really the only time you need electrolytes, and it's better given with a little sugar then. That's the only time you need, the regular stuff. So that's when you want that, and you'd want it with regular. Every other time, you should, if you're going to use an energy drink or anything else with caffeine, it should be sugar-free because you don't want the excess sugar, which gets in your system very quickly, especially if it's added sugar, and everything in a drink is added sugar.
Thank you, sir. Bat science. Bat science.
B-A-T science. What do you think this is about, Joe? This is, I didn't say, I did send you this story, but maybe you haven't gotten the time to read it. What do you think?
Obviously, it's not about bat. BAT must stand for something, right? I don't know.
What does it stand for?
I don't know. I have no idea. You're going to have to tell me what it is.
Well, in fact, we just got an email from someone who guessed, Brooke, said, I know what it stands for. It stands for brown adipose tissue. Brooke, you should get a award or something, or a book or something. We'll send something to you. But Brooke got it. Brown adipose tissue. So brown adipose tissue is the stuff that is metabolically active. And it turns out that if 20% of the average person's fat is brown adipose tissue, they can't gain weight because it uses calories so fast. White adipose tissue, that's the usual fat we have, is really a storage fat. Brown adipose tissue has a lot of those mitochondria, very little storage, but the brown adipose tissue keeps you warm. So you see it in kids when they're first born, right? They get the covers off of them because they're so hot because of the metabolic activity of brown adipose tissue.
Wow.
As we get older, we lose this very metabolically active stuff, and we get fatter. And that's one of the reasons we get fatter. Not an excuse for eating too much, Joe, but is a reason why we get fatter.
Okay, now I know about that. Had no idea what it stood for, brown adipose tissue, BAT. In case you missed it, big story out on low carb versus low fat, and you say, Mike, it's the U diet that works best. What can you tell us?
Right, low carb versus low fat, big study, but the headlines were all wrong. They said eat red meat and, if you will, and lots of saturated fat. Wrong. The study that showed was exactly the U's diet study. That is, you avoid the five food felons. Avoid simple sugars, avoid added syrups, avoid any grain that is 900% whole grain, avoid saturated fat, and avoid trans fat. So the low-carb diet was avoiding those three things, simple sugars, added syrups, and, if you will, the 900% whole grains had a lot of veggies in it, if you will, and some whole grain, if you will, whole grains, but they avoided saturated fat and trans fat and got down to lower levels of those. So this is really the U diet, or what I consider an ideal diet. They showed that it caused increased weight loss. It was associated with increased weight loss in people who didn't change their exercise habits. We obviously want everyone to do more physical activity, but in people who didn't change them, avoid those five food felons and do a little walking.
Okay, what do we need to know, Dr. Mike, about driving after consuming marijuana?
Well, the interesting thing is it is like being drunk when you're smoking grass. That is, when you smoke a joint, you're the equivalent of slower reaction time. So one would expect an increase in accidents. And it turns out 25% of people there's been an increase in people who have had drunk driving arrests when they haven't been drunk. That is, they've had pot in the system. Colorado and Washington are trying to figure out how to test for this. But the amazing thing is, although your reaction time is slower and your ability to think better, there has been no increase in accidents in either the state of Washington or in Colorado due to this. And as we said last week, a 25% or 23% decrease in addiction deaths relating to addictive drugs.
Hey, since we're on the subject of marijuana, and what about your wide receiver, Josh Gordon, who's been suspended for the year for smoking marijuana? One of his defenses was that, well, he consumed it with the secondhand smoke, if possible. Is that possible?
It is, and it is possible to get high from it, but it's got to be a really thick room of smoke.
Like a
hookah
room.
So it is possible, and you can differentiate the dose. So he may have had too high a dose for that to be. I don't know if they did. My guess is the NFL does quantitative screening because they're such a high risk of being sued. So my guess is they knew what level he had in his blood, and it's not possible to get as high a level with secondhand smoke as it is with primary smoking.
Udocs@gmail.com, Udocs@gmail.com. I think we can fit in the story you have tonight, today. About telomeres. Tell us about telomeres and how are they affected by our day-to-day living.
Telomeres are the ends of your chromosomes. They're like the ends of shoelaces. You need them to function like you need the ends of shoelaces to be able to lace your shoes up. You need those plastic ends. Well, the telomeres are what keep your cells, especially your stem cells, duplicating. So it's very important to keep those long and healthy if you're going to have them. So you want to have stem cells because your stem cells come in and repair things. You have a brain, stroke. Your stem cells rush in to repair that and replace those cells. Same thing with a heart attack. Same thing with joint injuries. So you want your stem cells to be active and to come in. You need long telomeres. We die when our telomeres get too short. Turns out sitting, geez, do you do your radio show sitting, Joe?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Well, if you're sitting, I'm going to get up now since I'm sitting. If you're sitting, the longer you sit for, the more your telomeres get shorter, and if you stand, just standing keeps your telomeres longer. Of course, exercise and stress management keeps your telomeres longer, too.
You know, son of a gun, we covered every single solitary story you prepared for us tonight. Isn't that amazing? Worked out perfectly. Where did you become so smart on putting a program sheet together?
Well, I had to do it when you weren't here the last couple of days.
All right, so even he learns from the master here radio broadcasting. Even when I'm not here, that's the kind of, my tentacles reach far and wide. Well, thank you for listening today for Dr. Mike, for Sonar, our engineer, and, of course, thank you for listening as well to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now, there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at American.